Well, I have to say that I think that, you know, I feel like R2K was really seminal in that it really brought together the global justice direct action movement that really saw its birth in you know, in the movement in Seattle. You know, the anti-globalization movement met the, you know, the grassroots, you know, social justice community, you know, the grassroots community working in people of color and immigrant communities. And I think that that was what was so seminal about it. And I think that SLAM actually played a leading role amongst people of color-led organizations to say, no, we have to be a part of R2K. We have to be part of this direct action movement. We have to bring that issue to the table because, you know, it is the issue. They are the issues. And so I think that that was one of the really motivating factors that we felt like these are the issues that have to be at the forefront, you know, of any national movement, you know, and any call for justice, you know, for global justice. And I think the other piece, and maybe this is moving into, you know, what we learned or what I certainly learned from the direct action movement, is that I think that, you know, I think in terms of political movements, I think that, you know, historically, you know, sort of the people of color left or more grassroots groups, and then, you know, what might traditionally be seen as a white anarchist scene, and particularly at that time period coming out of Seattle, like a white anarchist direct action scene, they were seen as separate and disparate. Where I think what we learned from R2K is that we actually had so much to learn from one another. And I think one of the things that really struck me, and it's interesting because I don't think this is traditionally what, you know, what people would stereotype the anarchist activists or comrades as, but, you know, I found the Direct Action Network in particular to be just very, very highly organized and sophisticated. And so the demonstrations and the mobilizations and the direct action that was going on was not just simply, okay, let's just randomly go out in the street, but it was, they were organized in a very sophisticated way in terms of, you know, how are people going to take action, you know, throughout this mobilization. You know, there was really, really amazing structures of organization, not only that were strategically and tactically important of actually like shutting the city down, but that were amazing experiments in democracy, right? Like we would all be allowed to participate in these real efforts at saying, you know, what do we want this to look like? We all had a part in creating that. And so I think that SLAM had the insight, you know, as, you know, again, and I can't repeat enough, as, you know, student-based, grassroots-based, you know, women of color, you know, queer folks of color, you know, based group in New York to say, you know, we need to build these bridges. We need to connect, you know, to these other movements, right? In order to have the strength to make an impact. And I think it was a tremendous learning experience, you know, on our part for that reason, you know, and for me in particular. And I think that I cannot say enough about like the strategy in terms of direct action and the efforts at, you know, creating a democratic process, you know, with all its contradictions, and of course we can get into that, but how important it is, and really, really that the bigger picture for me is that that's where the power lies, is in these different communities and these different sectors of the movement to come together is what's really dangerous. Because then it really means that we're going to have an impact and have the opportunity to really, really, really make a fundamental change for social justice.